Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to the Coffee with Fleur podcast. I'm David.
I'm Fleur. Hi, David.
Good back to see you again.
Yeah.
We're back in the cafe once more.
We are. It's a great little cafe, isn't it?
It is. And it's wonderful. Loads of mix of people doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly that time in the morning where everyone needs a coffee. And certainly yes. I do as well. So I'm looking forward to this chat.
Yes, yes.
So last time we were together, Fleur, you gave me a little task.
Mm-hmm, I did, and yes, that's what I want to check up on.
Oh, look,
how that's gone. Well, that's, I'm not doing my job if
that's
I don't
true.
Ask.
That's true, that's true. That's the whole point of this, isn't it? I've got to learn about this stuff.
That's it. You've got to have a little bit of accountability.
Oh, look out. All right. So, yeah, it was a ta-da list you gave me, wasn't it?
Ta-da list, yes. I just wanted you to spend a little bit of time at the end of the day going, ta-da. of the things that you actually accomplished in the day instead of just focusing on what you didn't get done, focusing on what you did.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly have given that a go, and I can say it's actually worked really well for
me.
Wow. Yeah.
So tell me, when you say it's worked, what does that mean?
Okay, so you said make sure you spend time at the end of the day ticking off accomplishments or remembering what you've accomplished. Last 15 minutes of every day, working day this is, so before I shut down, so 4:45, 5 o'clock, 5:15, whenever your working day is, I've got blocked it out in my Outlook calendar, and it says reflection and ta-da. And so what I do is I literally reflect on what's gone well for me today and what I've accomplished. And what I've found, Fleur, is this has really helped my, I guess, my mental approach. Because I think I said last time when we spoke, I was really struggling with the concept of leaving stuff undone. And I was never going to get to the end of it. Well, I've stopped worrying about that now because I've realised I'm never going to get to the end.
I know. It's a bit scary to know that, but it's helpful to acknowledge it.
It is, because there's only so many hours in the day.
That's
so
right.
No matter how hard I try, I'm never going to tick off everything on my to-do list.
That's right.
So what that has done is freed up some mental space now. And I finish my working day thinking, I've made a difference. I've made more of an impact.
Yes.
And that sends me home, whether that be from the office or from working from home into the other room, with a bit of a sense of, okay, I've made a difference and I've made a contribution and it's gone really well.
Great.
Rather than just worrying about what's left under.
Yeah. Great that you're focusing on the things that went well and what you have accomplished, and that is going to release some sort of positive hormones in your body, and even though they're sort of more subtle compared to, you know, something that might spark a lot of joy, this is just that sense of accomplishment. It's sort of more subtle positive emotions. It's just really good for your well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a little bit of a smile every time I go, oh yeah, I did do that. I will say though, there was one thing that was a big celebration. I achieved something quite big, and I did do your ta-da dance. I was working from home at the time.
I don't do a dance. I sing.
You told me.
Ta-da! Do you do a dance?
I do now.
Luckily,
maybe.
This is a podcast and people cannot see the dance.
Yeah, we're not putting a link to that in the show notes, no. But there was one occasion where I did the sort of like little jig.
Yeah, I'm happy. I think dancing, however, dance or dance, whichever way you like to say it, I think that's a positive as well. So whether you want to sing it or dance it, There's no rules here.
it's all about accomplishment, isn't it? Yeah. The main thing is that little bit of a switch in how I was thinking was really beneficial. So thank you.
Fantastic. And I hope that also has flown on into your personal life, would you say? Are you doing ta-da-ing for personal things?
There is a bit of dad dancing going on, but that's something different. I would say you mentioned the washing. That's still mm-hmm. left undone.
Still but when you actually everywhere. Do it, you can still say ta-da.
Yeah, though the whole
the dishes
concept.
Or anything yeah. that you get
so,
done.
Certainly all those jobs are there every day and mm-hmm. you think, oh, I've got to do that before I can settle down.
Yeah.
Some things, you know what, I don't actually have to do that today.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, yeah, I got that done. Mm-hmm. All good.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
So what's next?
Well, I think, David, you've told me, you know, I know you work in the change space. Mm. So I'm really curious to understand from you sort of what's some of the things that you look at closely mm. when you go about some of your change experiences? Is there sort of frameworks? Is just to understand, you know, what do you sort of look to or point to when you're doing all of your change work?
Yeah, absolutely. I can sort of share a little bit about my work now. You shared a bit of yours in the last episode, so how about a bit of mine? The one thing I always say as a change person is that change is an emotional life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our listeners will be familiar with a standard change curve. You go from denial to resistance to exploration and commitment, and you come out the other end.
Hopefully. Yes, I've heard that one.
Absolutely. It's quite common in a lot of learning. And what's really interesting for me is that emotional life cycle you go through.
Mm.
And we'll put a link in the show notes, but I've got a bit of a model, a bit of a diagram from Scott and Jaffrey.
Ah, yes, I can see that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk you through it. And if you're at home, fairly easy to picture, right? So there's four squares, like building blocks, two on top of each other. So two at the bottom, two on the top.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stop at at the top left. So at the top of a sort of U-shaped curve.
Mm-hmm.
And that is maybe denial or shock. So mm-hmm. when a change occurs, we often see people finding it very unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when you get a big change or shock?
Mm.
You might go into a bit of denial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
No way would they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're crazy if they're going to do that. I'm sure we've all worked in places where we may have experienced that.
Maybe. Yes.
So there's a bit of denial that goes on there. Now, if you go down to the second block, which is under the first one, so you're going to the sort of ground floor now, the next stage might be resistance. Well, they might be doing that, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a new computer system, there's 5 modules. I'm going to use 4 of them, but I'm not using that last module because I've had my spreadsheets and I've been doing it that way for 20 years and absolutely it works fine. There's no way I'm using that 5th module.
Yes, that's just going to make it complicated or something.
Well, it takes too long, doesn't it? You know, you know what you're doing. So people sometimes get into a little bit of resistance. You know, I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfectly natural thing to experience. Let's say, though, that you find you do have to use that 5th computer module, and actually your spreadsheets are going to have to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm going to lose my spreadsheets.
Well, yes, but let's go across to the sort of right-hand side of the block, so ground floor right side of the building blocks. And that would be exploration. So yeah, we're going to change away from our spreadsheets, but maybe this new module isn't so bad after all. Maybe we'll just give it a go and see what happens. Mm-hmm. We'll explore it. We'll see if it works for us and see how it goes.
Sort of like putting your toe in the water and just testing it out.
Just giving a try, learning something new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And who knows? We actually might find it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It might save us time.
Mm-hmm.
Might be easier to locate information or share information on this new computer system. So we then go up to the final block, so top right-hand side, which is commitment. and you're there thinking, well, I'm committed to using this new way of working now. I'm back to being efficient. I'm back to being productive, and I'm confident in doing my job. So those are the four blocks. But what's really interesting for me is that if you're on the top two, so denial or commitment, you're probably thinking about a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably thinking on the environment. So maybe your organization, a department, a team, they right. can't be doing this. Or, yeah, I'm yeah. confident about the future that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're in the lower floor, the bottom two blocks, resistance and exploration, you're probably thinking more about yourself. You're
right.
drawing in on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So remember how I said when it's resistance, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or exploration, I'm going to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
That's all about I. It's all about
yeah.
self. You're drawing in on
right.
yourself. And that's where the emotions come into.
Yes.
And obviously, if you're on the left-hand side, denial and resistance, you're thinking on the past, something you're trying to cling on to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in exploration or commitment, you're thinking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our work in the change space is all about helping people through the bottom of that curve.
Mm-hmm.
When they're focused on themselves, about resistance and exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, that comes with a mental, physical, and emotional load.
Mm.
And so my world is all about supporting people through that.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that those defined stages are perfectly natural.
Yes.
And that we have to navigate them.
Mm.
And we as change people provide certain tools and strategies to help people navigate that curve
yeah.
or navigate the change. Much the same way as you do
yes.
with your psychology and your emotional side
yes.
of things. It's all about helping people navigate or adapt
yes.
to the change.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So from what I understand, and this is a great model, and I really encourage people listening to look at the model in the show notes, particularly when they're in that lower part in the I language, in the me, mm. they're really navigating through some pretty strong emotions. And those emotions are absolutely expected and normal. And I think that's really important to highlight, is it's not about saying it's bad that you have those experiences,
yeah, sure.
those thoughts, those emotions, but it's what do I do with them so that it benefits me long term?
Yeah.
So how do I navigate this experience in a way that I can come out the other side of this feeling, you know, empowered, feeling positive about the change, even if I disagree with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can still think about how I'm feeling and adjust and adapt in a way that's for my benefit. And I think that's right, David. It's just like, how do we support people? A lot of the work I do, how do I support we support people through that?
Yeah, and I think just making sure that we understand that unpleasant emotions are perfectly natural.
Yes.
I think Susan David from Harvard Medical School said that being angry is an absolutely legitimate
Exactly.
emotion.
That's right.
During
yes.
change, you know.
Yes.
So it's something that is just how we adapt to change, how we navigate change, how we find our way through everything that's going in our lives. And
yes.
over on top of all the busyness that we spoke about last time, I think it's really important. And someone I worked with earlier this year, Sue Langley,
mm-hmm.
From
yes.
the Langley Group, expert in emotional intelligence, she said that if we're going to navigate change or challenge, then we need to have more personal tools and strategies
mm-hmm.
than the change or challenge coming at us.
Yes.
And when she said that, and I heard that, I thought, wow, that just sums it up, doesn't it?
Mm.
Because we are going through a natural curve of change, and how we adapt and navigate that is something that we can do something about.
Yes.
And I guess that's what we're going to be looking at over the next few episodes, isn't it, Fleur? We're going to be
That's right.
looking at tools and strategies
Yes.
Of how to do that.
How to navigate those things. And I think I like what you, when we talked about, you know, those emotions being normal and natural. And I think culturally, as a culture, we sort of position negative emotions as negative, as in they're bad. We shouldn't have them. I've got to not have these bad emotions. But they're actually, we're not trying to say that any emotion is good or bad. It feels negative or it feels positive, but per se, they are not good or bad. So I think that's a really important distinction for people to make. It's more about what do we do with those feelings more than that. We don't want to have them because they're unpleasant at the time, but then it's how do we manage that unpleasantness and that feeling.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, over the next couple of times we catch up, David, we can talk about what does that look like.
Maybe you can give me one of those strategies every sort of week and I can try them out.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds good. I can happily do that.
Fantastic. I'll be definitely up for that. Hopefully me explaining sort of the emotional life cycle of change there has given you something to think about as well over the next week.
Oh, of course.
And just seeing that different perspective.
Yeah.
Or complementary perspective. I shouldn't say different. It's very complementary.
It is, yes.
So, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to look at this change curve that you've shown me and that's in the show notes and think about changes that I've been through and where the different things, spots I've been in that curve, or maybe even where I am today. So
that's what I encourage
others to do. Yeah. Have a look and see where am I right now. If you're going through a lot of change, try and pinpoint where you are at this point in time. So
what
just that awareness
tip.
Is a really important part of doing these activities.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, have a look in the show notes. The image is there. You can have a click on the link and just try and plot yourself on the chart. If you want to, you can let us know how you go and what you think in where you are and some tips that you may have. We have a Gmail address.
Yes, I won't say, I was going to say ta-da again, but I'm overusing my singing voice.
We need a sound effect.
Of ta-da.
But maybe the budget isn't quite stretched to that. Maybe in future episodes we'll think about that. But no, listeners can get in touch with us at coffeewithfleur, all one word, at gmail.com. That's coffeewithfleur@gmail.com. If you're unsure how to spell Fleur,
it's F-L-E-U-R, not F-L-U-E-R.
And you can copy and paste from the title of the podcast you clicked on. Fantastic. Thank you, Fleur. Always interesting to swap ideas with you.
Likewise, David. It's been very informative for me.
Yeah, can't wait to see what little tools and strategies you've got for me over the coming weeks.
Great. Just you look out, David. They're coming for you.
Oh, can't wait. Cheers, Fleur.
See you.